He says, and Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, man nafasa an mu'minin kurbatan min kurabi dunya, nafasa allahu anhu kurbatan min kurabi yawmi al-qiyama. Wa man yassar ala mu'sirin, yassarahu allahu alayhi fi dunya wal-akhirah. Wa man satara musliman, satarahu allahu fi dunya wal-akhirah. Wallahu fi awni al-abd, ma kana al-abd fi awni akhih. ومن سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا الى الجنه وما اجتمع قوم في بيت من بيوت الله تعالى يتلون كتاب الله ويتدارسونه بينهم الا نزلت عليهم السكينه وغشيتهم الرحمه وحفظهم الملائكه وذكرهم الله فيمن عنده ومن بطأ به عمله لم يسرع به نسبه. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, this hadith was also reported by Hafiz al-Umma Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه. اللهم اغفر لأبي هريرة ولأمه. He said to عليه رحمة رضي الله عنه that, oh Allah, forgive anyone who prays that I and my mother be forgiven. The dua is waiting for us. So anyone who prays that Abu Huraira and his mother is forgiven, the dua of Abu Huraira has met him. So that was why we made that dua. That hadith is in Adab al-Mufrad. So he reported that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu, man nafasa an mu'minin kurbatan min kurabi dunya. Whoever removes from a believer a distress from the distresses of this dunya. A Muslim is in distress. You remove it, the distress from him. He says, نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will remove also for him كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah will remove for him a distress from the distresses of the day of Qiyamah. And we know that the day of distress, the day of Qiyamah is a day of great distress. And the distress that will inflict people will be in accordance to their iman. Different persons. The kuffar, it's not their fault. He says, Ala al-kafirina, they will see. They will not find it easy at all on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah make us die as Muslims. Keep us firm upon iman and taqwa. So they will not find it easy. So this day we know the trials, the tribulations of this day. So he says, anyone who teases, removes a distress, Muslim is in a distress, remove the distress for him. نَفَّسَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِي يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُؤْثِرٍ. We can't explain more than this. وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُؤْثِرٍ. Anyone who brings ease to a person in difficulty, the first one, he removes distress. Removing distress does not mean that ease has come to that person. It's just like a graph. What a graph. You have the minus sign below, and you have the plus sign up. You have just got into zero level, ground zero. You remove the problem for him. So what has happened? He's on zero level. But here, he's like breaking up the graph. So that's why the reward is greater. You remove the problem, and then you bring him up the graph. So he has two rewards. So he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَنْ يَسَّرَ عَلَى مُؤْسِرٍ. The one who brings ease to a person who is in difficulty, يَسَّرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. The other one, يَفْقَتَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً مِنْ كُرَبِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. But here, يَفْقَرَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. There is some difference there. Because what they need to is different. So Allah will make things easy for him in this dunya and akhirah. وَمَنْ سَتَرَ مُسْلِمًا سَتَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. The one who covers the shortcoming of a Muslim, Allah will cover him up to the day of Qiyamah. The one who covers the failing of a Muslim, Allah will cover him up from the day of Qiyamah. This hadith, I think, hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar in Bukhari and Muslim. That he told us how the Najwa will take place. I think we mentioned this when we discussed Usul. Asking, do you remember that social day you did social thing? Say yes. Did social thing? Say yes. Did social thing? Say yes. You remember that you did social thing? Say yes. But when the servant is feeling that, ha, he's finished, Allah will say, I covered you when you were in the dunya. Today too, I cover you and I forgive you. When he's thinking that, ha, what this one? Me alone? Say yes. And you'll be acknowledging. You did this one, you say yes, I did it. You did this one, you say yes. You remember that you did this one, you say yes. So when he stopped that, now fire. Allah said, I forgive you. When in the dunya I covered you up, so here too I'm going to cover you up. So nobody knows what he has done. They just see that he's going to Jannah. May Allah make this easy for us. May Allah make this easy for us. You just want Jannah. If you want that, cover for a Muslim too. Cover his faults. They say, Al-Jaza'u min jinsi al-amal. Reward is from the kind of thing that you did. The kind of thing that you did is the kind of the reward that you will get. If you cover up, you get cover up. If you remove distress, you get distress removed for you. If you show mercy, you get mercy, like that. May Allah make us from among those who are merciful. He says, وَاللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Allah comes in assistance, help of a servant by the fact that that servant also came in the help or assistance of his brother. He helped him, Allah will help him too. Allahu fi awni al-abdi ma kana al-abd fi awni akhi. Allah comes to the help of his servant as the servant came to the help of his brother. You will get the help too. One, it is read. Read. If you help people, Allah will help you. And when that help comes, you will know that this help has not come except from Allah. وَمَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَهَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا, anybody who treads a path, يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا, seeking by that in knowledge, سَهَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ, Allah will make that path he has tread, by his treading it, will make it a path for him to the paradise. Ulama says so many things. Because he'll be learning, as he's learning, he's acting upon the knowledge, his life will be changing, and he goes gradually to the paradise. So as he's learning, he knows more haram, more halal, he leaves haram, he takes to halal, and dhul, qara'ib, and all of these, he's acquiring knowledge, he'll be living what he should be, doing what he's doing, and what he should do, and getting closer to the Jannah. So it will be a path for him into the paradise. This is how far we can go about this. وَمَجْتَمَعَ قَوْمٌ فِي بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ. A group of people do not come together, do not gather in any of the houses of Allah. Houses of Allah, بَيْتٍ مِّن بُيُوتِ اللَّهِ. This is also called Mr. Sharif. It is ascribed to Allah to show the honor for the masajid. So when any group of people combine, come together in the masjid, يَتْلُونَ كِتَابَ اللَّهِ, they make tilawah of Qur'an, reading Allah's book. وَيَتَدَارَسُونَهُ بَيْنَهُمْ, and each group teaching the other. One person teach this one. This one read to this. This one explain so to this. This one explain that to that. That one explain that to that one. When they do this, what will happen to them? نَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ, Allah will grant tranquility to descend upon them. Tranquility, calmness will descend upon them. وَخَشِيَتْ هُمُ الرَّحْمَةِ, and they will be covered up by Allah's mercy. وَحَفَتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ And the malaika also come around, surrounding them. وَحَفَتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ The malaika come, and they are surrounding them. وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ Allah mentions them. He says to us, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ So what they do is zikrullah. From the best of Azkar is reading the Quran and learning the Quran. Allah also mentions them in the company is better than the one in which they are mentioning him. He mentions them in the company of those who are with him. And then he said to us, alayhi salatu wasalam, وَمَنْ بَقَى بِهِ عَمَلُهُ Anyone, مَنْ أَخَّرَهُ الْعَمَلِ Anyone who has not done enough deeds, but whose problem is action, is the rest of good deeds. Anyone whose case is like this, that is, مَنْ بَقَى بِهِ عَمَلُهُ Anyone who is put behind by his own actions, that is, he does not have enough actions to come forward. Anyone who is put behind by his own actions, لَمْ يُسْرِعُ بِهِ نَصَبُهُ His family relations will not help him. My father is Sheikh Lagwaja will not help him. One who is bereft of good deeds make him go back. My father was Baba Ejini will not solve the problem on the day of Kiyam. The Prophet said that to Fatima. He said, Lini Mashi, ask me now what you want, O Fatima. Because on the day of Qiyamah, my father is Prophet, is not there. Are you not surprised that some wives of some of the Prophets will be burning in fire? Did Allah not tell us that? Darab Allahu masala lil ladina amanu and lil ladina kafaru. Did he not tell us that? In some cases, it is father and son like Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and his son. In some cases, it is father and child like Nabi Ibrahim and his father Azza. Like that. So, anyone, man yaqta abihi amalihu, anyone whose deed puts him backwards, what will happen to him? His family relations will not help him. So, don't be proud to say, my father is also too. My father is also too. Recently, my brother was telling me that. Somebody was talking about a person that wasn't his father a kafir that became a Muslim. Kana maza. He was abusing the person. I was saying that person's father was a kafir who became a Muslim. That one is far. His father was a kafir, became a Muslim. What about kufar who became Muslim? Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, people like Umar radiallahu anhu. Umar radiallahu anhu, they were kufar. They accepted Islam. Umar accepted Islam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, his father accepted Islam, and they are still the best of human beings. So why you talk about his own father, second generation? Someone was telling me that the person even said that, how can they go and learn from a person that his great-grandfather were kufar? You that your own great-grandfather were mu'minun, salihun. Where are you? Bapta'aka amaluka. Your deeds have put you backwards, so you have to go back to where you are supposed to be in front. You are back now. So people get, you know, swelled up by shaitan because of the father and the mother who gave birth to them. They forget that they themselves need deeds to go in front. They need deeds, good deeds to go in front. So the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, that man bata'a bihi amaluhu, anyone who comes backwards as a result of his deed put him backwards, lam yusri bihi nasabuhu, his family relations will not set him free, will not get him what he should get in this dunya and in the day of Qiyamah. So let every person walk and not forget about the claims. If you are the father, if your father was an Arab, it does not mean that the Arab is better than the non-Arab. Abu Jahl was an Arab too. And the Muslim who is not an Arab is better a billion times than Abu Harab, Abu Lahab. That is nothing. He says, "Kullu bani Adam min turab." Kullu bani, kullu nas, an-nasu min Adam, wa Adam min turab. People have come from Nabi Adam, and Adam himself has come from the sun. Allah Ta'ala al-insanu hinu min ad-dahri lam yakun shay'an mukhtara. You that your father is whatever, where was he? Where was he? And that was why whenever this thing came up in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he spoke strongly against it. When Aisha radiallahu anha told Safiya radiallahu anha that you Jew, she came to report to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you, me Jew, to go back and tell her that my father was a Nabi, my uncle was a Nabi, and my husband is a Nabi. Go back and tell Aisha. She went back and told Aisha, look, my father is a Nabi, my uncle is a Nabi, and my husband is a Nabi. You, your father, is, your husband could be a Nabi, and he's actually a Nabi, but your father and uncle were not Anbiya. When Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu spoke about Bilal, Anta ibn Ummi Aswad, what did he say to him? Nakam ru'un fika jahiliya. See, after my Islam, say yes, after your Islam. It is something it is, that should not be tolerated. Unfortunately, it's seen a lot of row in the communities now. You start saying some people are not Sultan. He's not Sultan. He's not an Arab. He's not. And people begin to say, oh, he is Arab. But the person is Arab does not mean that he's superior to the non-Arab. The Prophet said to Ali, this hadith is reported by Imam Muslim with this wording. Because it is said here that Rawahu Muslim bihadha al-lafz. The wording we have read is that of Imam Muslim. You can read